If I was on some foggy mountaintop, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best.
Ho-de-lay, hey, de-o-de-lay, ho-de-o-de-lay, hee-hee-hee. Ho-de-lay, hey, de-o-de-lay, ho-de-o-de-lay, hee-hee-hee.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your sets. That was Jim, Bob, and Joe live here on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour, the Buzzard Mountain Boys. I am so delighted to have Jim and Joe here with us. If you've ever been to Dahlonega on the weekends and you've heard some great music being played on the square, it's very likely you've seen Jim and or Joe, sometimes together, sometimes speaking with other folks. They're great musicians, and Jim and Joe, I'm just glad your probation officer let you come down here tonight to be on the Chattahoochee
Folk Hour. We are too, but you know, it's a limited stint tonight, so we do have to get back, but I have a curfew.
My ankle bracelet's kind of itching a little bit too, and I'd like to get back and get some cream on it.
Well, we're going to do our best you can to get you there. For those that are at home, Joe is the one with the round glasses.
That's right. He's the one with the IQ,
I've got the IQ. I'm the one with the higher education out of the two of us. We are the Buzzard Mountain Boys, but we also are the Bob Brothers.
Hi, I'm Jim Bob.
And I'm Joe Bob.
And I'm Ralph Bob.
And that's right. Ralph Bob over there. Yeah.
And we come from a small outlying community up in Upper Lumpkin County. So Buzzard Mountain is actually a community up there. And in fact, most of the folks up in Buzzard Mountain can... A little outlying community. Most of the folks up there can outlie any of the folks down here in Gainesville.
That's true, Joe Bob. That's absolutely the truth.
So how did Buzzard Mountain get its name? Does anybody have any idea?
Well, it was named after the Possum Trot Preparatory Academy. There was a buzzard roost up there right by the academy where we went to school. That's where we went to all
of
our schooling.
That was a one-room schoolhouse. Yeah, mm-hmm. Iona May Ledbetter was the school marm up
there. She was good. She was a good man.
And
she's tough.
Like I said, out of the two of us, I'm the one with the 12th grade education. Now, I got the higher.
What are you talking about, 12th grade education? Well, you don't have a 12th. There was only six grades at the Possum Trot Preparatory Academy.
Yeah, but I went twice.
Oh, Joe Bob.
Well, Joe, Jim already told me before you got here that ninth grade was the best 3 years of his life.
That's right.
It was. I was helping Pap at the old still there on Buzzard Mountain, and that was some of the best times I ever had out there. So.
Well, Jim, let me start with you. How long have you been picking?
I've been playing the fiddle for all my life. I started when I was a kid, and guitar I've been picking about 10 years, I guess, something like that. So
that's great.
I did not play guitar until about 10 years ago.
So guitar and fiddle are your two instruments?
Those are the two instruments that I play. Mm-hmm.
And tonight you're going to be playing the guitar and the fiddle?
Both things tonight.
Not at the same time?
Not at the same time. We're good, but we're not that good, Ralph.
Joe, how about you? When did you start picking?
Well, Ma got me started about second grade, and been doing it on and off ever since.
That's great. And you play the mandolin and the clamor hall banjo, is that right?
Yeah, clawhammer.
Clawhammer.
Clawhammer banjo and guitar.
He also plays tenor banjo, but he didn't bring it tonight.
Play tenor banjo.
It's been banned in this county.
Fantastic. So, well, the folks at home, I think you can tell this is going to be a fun night. Jim Bob and Joe Bob, what else you got for us? Let's take it out with another song.
Well, okay. Well, I'd be glad to.
We're going to do one here called Singing My Troubles Away.
And I'm going to have to switch instruments while we're doing this, but... This is a
Delmore Brothers tune, and we really like a lot of the Delmore's music. We play a lot of real old-time country and precursor to bluegrass music. We wouldn't be considered bluegrass musicians, especially in the music that we play and perform. So, but we like the old sounds and the old simple ways of playing and singing these songs. So we're going to do one here for called Singing My Trouble Away.
I'm singing a song, singing my troubles away, away to the wind, hey, 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 hey. Where did my troubles begin? Where did they begin? I'm telling you why I'm not feeling blue. It's 'cause my troubles have gone with the wind. Thank you. I'm singing a song, singing my troubles away, away from my soul. Hey, 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 trouble then go below, 'cause I ought to know what old man trouble will do. He'll cause you to be blue, but I'm not worrying anymore. I'm traveling on, traveling, traveling on. I'm traveling away. Hey, 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 hey. Going, I'm going away. Leaving for a day. Gonna leave my cares behind me. You can have them if you may. 'Cause I'm gonna leave my troubles where they lay. I'm singing a song, singing my troubles away, away to the wind. Hey, 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 where did my troubles begin? Where did they begin? I'm telling you why I'm not feeling blue. It's 'cause my troubles have gone with the wind.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, Joe and Jim, you're living proof that bluegrass and folk music aren't just for the rich and famous anymore. I mean, everybody can enjoy that kind of music.
That's right.
And
that's
we're neither
right.
rich nor famous, so and we enjoy it a lot.
It's folk music, and it's played by folks, so that's why they call it folk music.
And it changes, and we change that stuff ourselves. We add and change lyrics, and it's kind of part of the process of folk music, I think.
So. It's good folks. Good folks playing good music.
Exactly.
Jim, let me ask you all about the Bear on the Square. We did a little segment a few weeks ago where I captured some recordings and some interviews up there. But it's a great festival, and Jim, I know you've been real involved with it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Bear on the Square?
I'd love to, Ralph. I have been a chairman of the festival for the last 3 years and have been involved in the festival for 5 or 6 years, I guess, altogether. It's the last. It's the third weekend in April of every year. It's in the springtime. And it's an old-time and bluegrass festival, celebrating that kind of music and that kind of culture. It's also an Appalachian arts and crafts festival. We have a lot of that out there, too, and it's all handmade, made in Appalachia, the arts and crafts that are shown there. They're juried. We have about 40 to 50,000 people that come to the festival every year, and it's most of the things there are free. You do not have to pay a thing to be there. You can listen to a lot of music and go to workshops for free and have a lot of fun. So it's a favorite thing for us to do. It's a big deal to put it on, but we enjoy doing it.
Well, it's a great, great festival, and we appreciate all the work that everybody puts in up in Dahlonega to put that festival on. It's one of the best of the year for sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It takes a lot of folks to do that. It's a lot of planning goes into it. And
there's probably 25 or 30 people that are full-time on what we call our committee, our main committee, that we meet monthly, and we really don't take off but a month or two right after the festival, and then we start planning again for the next year. It's 25 people that put that festival together every year.
Fantastic. Well, what about you guys? Is there a way that folks can look you up on the internet if they're interested about the music you're playing?
Well, yeah, they can. They can. They can. We have, of course, we have the obligatory Facebook page.
You bet. And we have a lot of fun there, too. Yeah. If you want to look that up, we do a lot of banner and have a lot of fun with folks. So.
That's a fun place to see what we're up to. And
Buzzard
then,
Mountain Boys.
And then we do have the MySpace page. We don't keep it up like we should, but we also have a website that we're kind of piggybacking on. It's called northgabluegrass.com, and you can go to that and hit the bands, and we'll come up as the Buzzard Mountain Boys, and you can see our schedule there and what's happening.
Listen to some music and see some video, too.
Yeah, we have some music and videos up there, and we're proud to be on that website. There are some other bands there that are excellent too as well, and I guess that's probably the best way to get a hold of us. You can just Google Buzzard Mountain Boys, and there's tons of stuff out there that
to look at
yeah. Mm-hmm. And YouTube
Yeah. So not all of them we're proud of. but they're out there. Boy, when they get out there, they're out there.
They're out there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you got another tune?
We do.
We sure do.
This is going to be a
dual Appalachian throat singing tune.
This is a twin yodeling
twin yodeling.
Folks, you're listening to the Buzzard Mountain Boys here on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour, WBCX 89.1, the voice of renown.
Smoky Mountain Bill lived on a hill, ran his own liquor and he ran his own still. Gave a law fit because of his grit, then he started singing his song. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Notches on his gun, 4 and 21. Shot a man a running just for what he hadn't done. Made the people mad, see a man so bad, they were tired of hearing his song. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Sheriff started out, Smoky Bill's route. Swore in 20 deputies to help him bring him out. Started up the trail, but all of them were pale, for they were fearing Smoky Bill's song. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Smoky Mountain Bill lived on a hill. Heard the sheriff coming, for the night was very still. Pistol in his hand, he was a fighting man, never tired of singing his song. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. From the cabin door came an awful roar. Smoky Bill was shooting as he never shot before. Posse was afraid, ain't a weapon made. Stop the sound of Smoky Bill's song. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Smoky Mountain Bill, mountain whippoorwill, fought many battles but he never meant to kill. Now he's growing old, story still is told, he is still singing his song. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too. Oh, deed a lady too, the old little lady too.
All right. Who learned to yodel first, Joe or Jim?
Well, since Jim Bob's older than I am, I guess he learned a little bit earlier than
I
did.
Yeah, I was born 2 seconds before Joe Bob. We're Siamese twins. We were separated at birth. We had different mothers, though. So that's right. And so I'm not sure. I guess I learned first.
Yeah, I think you did learn first.
That's right.
I'm sure all the folks around Buzzard Mountain are real familiar with your yodeling, don't you think?
They are. Oh, yeah. They are.
None of them too happy about it.
No, they're not. They pretty much head the other way and lock the doors and shut their windows when they hear it.
Oh, Mr. Grizzle down there on Box Creek does, too.
Yeah, Lloyd Grizzle.
Yeah.
That whole Grizzle family's pretty much a long-lived bunch down there.
Ooh,
the longest-lived bunch of pit folks I ever seen in my life. In fact, Lloyd Grizzle, I guess if he's hardly 95, if he's a day old, he's 95.
I'm pretty sure that's what he is, 95 years old.
And I was walking by there the other day, and old Lloyd was sitting out on his front porch there, and he was just crying like a baby.
He was.
He was bawling his eyes out.
And oh, my goodness.
I said, Lloyd, what's the matter there, Lloyd? And he says, Mama whooped me.
His mama whooped him. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he did. That's what he said. And I said, well, what she whoop you for, Loy? And he said, for throwing rocks at grandma. That's a long way back.
They live a lot down there. That's downstream from Pap's old still.
Well, I believe that might have something. I believe they get the water out of that stream.
Yeah, they sure
do.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey, we got somebody coming in here.
We got somebody beating at the door. Come on in here.
We got his running shoes on. I don't know who.
Come on in here, fellas.
How's it going, Ralph?
We'll be back, Sheriff. We'll be back in a little while.
Well, folks, this is another segment of our Trail Folks, and we're going to do the intro right now.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Well, Mike and Tim, I'm glad y'all visited here this evening. Mike, tell the folks your full name.
Michael Taylor.
And Tim, how about you?
Hi, it's Timothy Garrett.
Well, Mike and Tim, we have a segment on the Folk Hour called The Trail Folks. And what we've been doing, we've interviewed a ridge runner who takes care of the trail, as you're probably familiar with. And we're tracking a young woman named Weaver. And she has started at the in Springer Mountain and making her way up to Maine on the Appalachian Trail. And we check in with her every once in a while. And for all the folks out there who are following her journey, she's up in Pennsylvania, and we'll have more about how her journey is going next week. But in the meantime, Mike and Tim have done something very incredible pertaining to the Appalachian Trail. They actually, well, Tim was the most important man. He
biscuit
was the
man.
Valet, the biscuit man.
Biscuit man.
But Mike and his friends actually ran the Appalachian Trail from the North Carolina line up at Bly's Gap all the way down to Springer Mountain. They almost made it, but that's a distance of, what, 79 miles, Mike?
Around at 79, 80 miles, yeah.
Well, I think you're definitely worthy of making it to the Trail Folks segment.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
So, Mike, tell us about what you did. And first of all, tell us who all was with you on this trip.
The runners were me, Jason Everett, Andy Nguyen, and Philip Benelli, and Sue Allen were the runners. And then our crew was made up of Tim, and then our crew chief was Peter Kite and Tony Paramore.
So what got into y'all, Mike?
I don't know. You know, in theory, it all worked out perfect, but, you know, on the trail, nothing ever goes quite as planned. So.
Right. Well, now, is this something that you do regularly, run the trail?
We do. We do a lot of trail running. We're made up of a lot of adventure racers, trail runners, mountain climbers, triathletes. And what we are, we're part of Team Endurance.
Okay.
The Todd Taylor Foundation Team Endurance. And we do all types of crazy things like this to raise money for children's charities.
And Todd is your brother?
Todd was my brother, yes.
Yeah, tell us about Todd.
Todd was, there was a big gap in me and Todd's age. There was an 18-year difference. And when our parents died, he was 10, and I raised him from then on. And about 5 years ago, he passed away, and just a great, incredible, incredible kid. Loved people, loved doing good things for people, and so I just thought this was a good way to carry on his memory.
Absolutely. Well, that's a wonderful, beautiful thing that you're doing. Now, I've heard the term adventure racing before. Is that what you all would term what you did on the Appalachian Trail? Or
this is actually more trail running. Adventure racing entails a lot of times rock climbing, whitewater paddling, mountain biking, and trail running. But,
so what time did y'all start your journey?
We started at around 10 o'clock on a Friday morning and had planned to do it in 30 hours.
In a straight 79-mile run.
Right.
Just a little jaunt.
And then we had our crew set up at different gaps along the way that, you know, met us with the food, water, stuff like that.
Well, how do you prepare for something like that, Mike?
You run a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you run a lot. And, you know, before this, I'd done several ultra trail marathons. And so that's how we mostly prepared, entering races of 40 miles, 50 miles, 30 miles.
Okay. And so what was the weather like when y'all started the race? Or not the race, but just your running down the trail.
Very hot. It was in the 90s during the day, and even at night it was still in the mid-70s at night. So it was pretty warm the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, did you take regular breaks?
No, you know, actually, we stayed moving. The only breaks we took was when we hit a gap every 12, 15, 17 miles. We'd take a break long enough to fill up our hydration systems and grab a bite to eat, and then we'd head out again.
So did everyone run together? You know, when you run with folks, you tend to spread out and along the trail, and at least when folks are running with me, they do. So
well, you got to remember, I was the oldest guy. I'm 53, but sometimes I think I'm 23. So I couldn't keep up. The other guys were in their early 30s, mid-20s. So somewhere along the way, I got way behind. And so I ended up during the night doing a big portion of the nighttime by myself, which was kind of a spooky thing.
Oh, I bet. Have you got some stories to share with us?
I do. You know, actually, I had two bear encounters.
Oh, really?
During that night. I don't know if it was the same bear, but...
Well, what do y'all do when you encounter a bear on a trail?
Well, you know, the best thing to do, really, is pick up a hammer and knock it in the head.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I bet you we got a song that we could sing about that.
I bet we do.
I do, too. Now, y'all going to join us, too, right?
Here. Absolutely. Cool. Right here.
I was born in West Virginia, times was tough with cutting by bread. Seen that whistle pigger running up a holler, picked up a hammer and I knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Yeah, boys, picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Worked all day digging them taters, sure was glad to get in the bed. Seven little bugs is in there with me. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Sweetheart, old Ralph Taylor wished he's dead. Thought we'd do old Ralph a favor. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head.
Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head.
How's that feel, Ralph? Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. I was born in West Virginia, times is tough for cutting my bread. Seen that whistle pigger running up a holler, picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and we
take
knocked
it,
him
Mike.
In the head. Sing all along, boys. Picked up a hammer and we knocked him in the head.
Picked up a hammer and knocked him in the head.
One more time. Picked up a hammer and we knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and we knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and we knocked him in the head. Picked up a hammer and we knocked him in the head. All right, there you go. That's what we do with the bears. Come
go.
Up there in Lumpkin County.
Only on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour. So how did knocking them in the head work for you, Mike?
Well, it didn't work too good.
Yeah, that's right.
You never really want to knock a bear in the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
But basically what happened, I screamed. It went one way, and I went the other. And that's basically how it ended.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. You ran the equivalent of three marathons on the Appalachian Trail.
Basically, yeah.
Mike, were you and you can share this. Were you running from the law? Is that what's going on?
You know, that's the best time. That's when I do my best run.
The only reason I can imagine running that
far. That's right. How did you physically do that, though? I mean, is it a mental game? Is it a physical game? That's amazing.
You know, it's a lot of mental. And that's what happened to me, actually. When I got to Neil's Gap, the switch just went off. And I thought I could push through that wall, wasn't able to. And so that was my end right there.
And yeah. And that's not far from, that's only about 10 or 11 miles from Springer, isn't it?
Well, now that for me, it was about 25 miles. The rest of the crew kept on going, and the hydration, and these are incredible athletes, but the heat and the hydration got to them around 11 miles from Springer. And
In 90 degree heat.
Yeah. So, and we'd been running, they'd been running for about 30 hours straight.
Tell the folks out there, Tim, about your role in this and being the biscuit man.
Well, I claim credit for the biscuits, but really I have a blessed mother, and she made biscuits.
Amen. There's nothing like mom's biscuits, I tell you. I might run 79 miles to get my mom's biscuits, I tell you the truth.
Got me to Unicorn.
Well, yeah. When I met Mike at Indian Grave Gap, that was after his first bear sighting. His eyes were as big as saucers. I knew something was up. But then I went ahead of him and met him at Unicoi Gap, and that's where I had some he was there and had stuff set up, and I brought in the biscuits and cinnamon rolls and homemade strawberry jam, and I think they enjoyed it just a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of talked my mom into this. This goes way back to youth group and church, and yeah. I snookered her into it, and she used to feed every year about 500 people at a golf tournament, and I said, "Well, Mom, this ain't but one pan of biscuits."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's an angel. She's actually an angel.
That's fantastic. There's nothing like Mom's biscuits, and it's great of you to support these guys to do that. They can't do it without somebody like you.
I have a grandson with Tourette's.
Really?
And so when Mike mentioned this, it's like absolutely, absolutely, we'll be a part of it. In fact, Mike made him kind of an honorary crew member, and he's got his own little shirt, and he's my buddy.
Well, tell us a little bit about the trail, Mike. What condition was it in? Any favorite spots along the trail that you want to share with everybody?
You know, actually, the nighttime run from Dix Creek to Unicoi, the 17-mile section, which was done mostly at night, which was really in great shape. And, you know, at night, you could look out and see all the little towns lit up in the distance and everything. It was just really beautiful.
Yeah.
It was really pretty.
Yeah.
And it was a long night, though. It was a long night.
I got a question, Ralph.
Sure.
What kind of light source did you use when you're running at night? Just headlamps or something?
We used headlamps. Yeah. And
you'd have to have some light.
Yeah. Used headlamps.
And what about other hikers? Did you meet any through hikers on your trip? Or?
No, we did run in. You know, people on the trail are just great. They're just a lot of interesting people on the trail. And we did run into a lot of hikers during the day. And they were all very supportive. And in fact, found out today a lot of these hikers have called in to Camp Twitch and Shout and made donations and asked about it. So,
well, tell us a little bit more about Camp Twitch and Shout.
Camp Twitch and Shout is in Winder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a camp for children with Tourette's, which is a great name for a camp. Camp Twitch and Shout.
Absolutely.
And it's only one of five in the United States, and it's held at Camp Twin Lakes in Winder.
Okay. Is there any sort of a website that they can folks can go to check it out?
They can. They can go to just type in Camp Twitch and Shout, and it'll pull it right up, and you can find out everything you need to know.
And do you have any other long runs planned or adventure races coming up that you're going to be participating in?
Yeah, you know, we got a full Ironman coming up pretty soon. And then I think actually some of us are going to attempt this again in the fall.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I wanted to get your reaction. When I read about your story, and it made me think of the quote from Eric Liddell with Chariots of Fire. I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure.
That's beautiful. That's very accurate.
Is that Mike Taylor?
That's me.
That's fantastic.
I love that quote.
Well, Mike and Tim, thank you so much for being here with us on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour.
Thank you for having us.
If y'all would stay in here, Mike and Tim are going to yodel for us in just a few minutes, and that's going to be a real special treat.
Special to me.
Well, thank you. It's great to have y'all here, and we're gonna keep in touch with you guys as you do some more of these journeys.
Appreciate it.
That's going to be fun. Jim Bob and Joe Bob, what you got for us?
Well, let's do a little song called Cruel Willie, if we could. Let me get this mic turned back around here. We can use it there.
There you go.
Long ago, there lived a man who courted all the women, and they tell me Willie Duncan was his name.
Yes, sir.
And he had a mighty long line of sad women. Oh, Willie was a devil, what a shame.
Yes, he was.
Katie Lou, she was a handsome beauty from the valley, and they say her hair was like unto the sun. And her eyes were blue as all the heavens put together. She was just about as pretty as they come. Cruel Willie ain't sad, making all the women feel bad. Cruel Willie ain't shame, causing all the women all the pain. Willie Boy was riding in his buggy one morning when he came across his darling Katie Lou. He was so overtaken by her best kind of beauty, he was barely heard to whisper, "How are you?" Katie Lou, she smiled and said, "I don't believe you know me, but you knew my little sister very well.
Uh-oh.
She was such a special kind of sweet little lady, till you took her and you broke her all." Oh, Cruel Willie ain't sad, making all the women feel bad. Cruel Willie ain't shame, causing all the women all the pain.
Thank you, Bob.
Willie Boy, he smiled and said, "I don't believe you know me, for I never heard a woman in my life."
Why me?
Then he leaned a little bit. I was her to kiss her, and she stuck him in the belly with a knife. Oh, now the wind is blowing ever gentle through the valley to the place where Willie's sleeping in the ground. And the words ever wrote upon a stone of Willie Duncan say that one too many women got him down. Cruel Willie ain't sad, making all the women feel bad. Cruel Willie ain't shame, causing all the women all the pain.
Mighty fine fiddling there, Jim.
Oh, Bob. Thank you, Joe Bob. You're sure sweet to say so.
Can't believe you did that all with your feet.
That's great. Well, Jim and Joe, I think we need to download some of your tunes into an iPod so that Mike can listen to y'all while he's gliding through the mountains.
Yeah, because then he could, like, what would that do?
Well, it'd make him run faster because he thought we might be behind him, you know.
That's true.
You know, like they say, run faster when you hear banjo music.
That's right, yeah. Didn't heard any of that yet. Maybe we'll hear some banjo music today before it's over.
Well, Joe and Jim, what else are y'all doing? Y'all have more than you've shared so far. I want to hear all that you're into.
Oh, gosh, we have a lot of stuff that we're into, especially this time of year. It seems to be a busy time for us.
Remember, this is just a one-hour show.
Well, sorry.
We'll just hit the highlights.
Yeah, just a few highlights.
You know, coming up this weekend, we're going to be playing at the first Friday night concert series in the park at Hancock Park up in Dahlonega. That's a free show, and we're going to be sharing the stage with our friends, Barefoot Creek Girls and Homegrown Revival. That's a great show. A lot of people come out and just bring a picnic lunch.
They sure bring a picnic, and you can go to any one of the restaurants in town in Dahlonega, and they'll fix you a picnic if you didn't bring one, and you can go out to the park and do that. Bring a chair to sit
in. And just bring a chair or a blanket and spread it out on the ground. It's a wonderful time. And then the next night, on July 2nd, we will be emceeing and hosting the Mountain Music Medicine Show at the historic Holly Theater. Have a tremendous lineup for that, and what it is a radio show that we record in front of a live audience, and then it goes out over our wonderful Georgia Public Radio broadcast system statewide.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, once a month. It's actually on this station. Goes out over this station. And then on the 15th, we will be hosting a brand-new Buzzard Mountain Boy music review at Bobber's Fish House in Dahlonega. And we have a special guest band, Cowboy Envy, who will be our guest band for the night, and we're just really excited about that.
And I think a lot of the people here in Gainesville will be excited because I know that there's a group of folks here that dress in authentic Western wear and do a lot of these events, and they always come to see Cowboy Envy when they're playing. So we hope some of them will hear this today and come out there to Bobber's Fish House. And,
absolutely. And anyway, Bobber's is in Dahlonega.
It sure is in Dahlonega, just off the square about a block.
And let me mention this, that this is a all-girl cowboy western band. And at Bobber's there, they've got some kind of deal for the best-dressed western person
outfit.
Or outfit or couple that comes in, and they've got some kind of a prize that they're going to give away for that. So come dressed up and enjoy some good music.
Joe, you mean we have to come dressed up like a girl in western wear?
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can. You
don't have to, Ralph.
We kind of wish you wouldn't. But.
So you all have a gig with an all-girl western band.
We do. We're going to open for them and kind of warm everybody up, and then they're going to take over. And there's even bull whips used in their act.
Yeah.
They're like, they do Sons of the Pioneers type music. That's their genre, is old western music.
Fantastic.
A lot of fun with those folks.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We had the Georgia Crackers on last month. It was our inaugural show, and we had a packed house, and everybody had a good time. Everybody went away happy, so we're hoping that happens again.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to remind everyone out there that there's some great programming here in WBCX. I hope you're enjoying tonight's show, but we have some great shows all throughout the week with some great DJs who know a lot about music and are excited about presenting the music to you. So I encourage you to go check out the website at WBCX, The Voice of Bernal, and check out some of the other great shows that we have on the station. You're listening to
The Chattahoochee Folk Hour.
So Jim and Joe, let's go ahead and take another song for us, if you would. What you gonna play for us next?
All right, this is an old timey song. It's called "Dream of a Miner's Child." I was kidding. Put my little shoes away. For I'm feeling mighty weak. Let one drop of water, mother, fall upon my burning cheek. You will do this for me, mother. Please remember what I say. Give them all my toys, my mother.
You will do this say, give him all my toys, but mother, put my little shoes away.
Mighty fine, mighty fine.
I called out the wrong song title there. I knew what
that's
I
all
wanted
right.
to sing, but
he
I
knew, but
out.
I didn't. But we got there. It doesn't make any difference. That's not unusual for us.
No, it's not.
That was Joe playing the banjo on that tune, and Jim playing the guitar. Comment a little bit, if you would, Jim and Joe, about folks that maybe young that are interested in guitar, and how would you recommend they get going in terms of developing their skills and so forth. Jim, why don't you take that?
Well, I think the best way is for them to find them a guitar teacher in the genre of music that they're interested in playing, if they want to. And just about any of the professional teachers can teach someone how to play a guitar. But you know, they need to find somebody and take lessons. That's the best way, is to take lessons and have someone teach you. If you have someone in your family that plays or that or can show you some things, that's good. But I still think you need to take lessons. I still take lessons. I take lessons on fiddle. I want to keep learning things. I want to keep learning new things and new ways to play. So we have a program in Lumpkin County where we teach kids in 4th grade to 12th grade called the Georgia Pick and Bow Traditional Music School. But that's really kind of only available to kids over there. So we have about 30 to 40 kids that are in at each session. So it's a good thing.
Well, the other thing I wanted to brag about both of you about is that you are so open. And the folks are, the musicians up in Dahlonega, for the jam sessions on Saturday and Sundays up there, in terms of having folks with different musical skills that they're all welcome to join in and develop by watching and listening. And, Joe, you've been particularly just wonderful at that, and I really appreciate
Well,
that.
Well, we like to encourage everybody to come up and join in. And like we said before, it is folk music, and it's for the folks. It's to be made by the folks. And we really just enjoy seeing new faces. We have a core group that usually is there every week, Saturday and Sunday. But we love to see the new faces, and we like to see the young kids, and we like to nurture their playing, and get them out front, let them have some fun, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And that Saturday jam is called the Dahlonega Appalachian Jam. It's on the square on the Gold Museum grounds, and that's Saturday from 2 to 5, and then. There's also a jam at the Crimson Moon Cafe on Sunday from the same time, 2 to 5.
Right.
And every Sunday. And then there's the SEBA, which is the Southeastern Bluegrass Association jam, and it's the third Sunday of every month at Bobber's Fish House.
So there's lots of opportunities for people of all skill levels to get out and get their chops in around Dahlonega. You know, there's a lot of talented musicians up there. I mean, very talented musicians. You can't hardly swing a cat up there without hitting an old-time fiddler.
Right.
And We're proud to know most of them.
We like swinging cats. We just love that. Don't call That's, Ralph about that. Don't call us.
Yeah. The opinions voiced by the guests do not represent the views taken by the radio
That's
station.
Correct.
Or by the Chattahoochee Folk Hour. What's your next tune, guys?
Well, I guess we'll do the one I was going to do before.
Yeah. Dream of a Miner's Child.
The Buzzard Mountain Boys here on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour.
He went to the side of his little child's bed, said, "Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't, Daddy, please don't go away. My dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy, don't
mines was all flaming with fire, and the miners all fought for their lives. Just then the scene changed at the mouth of the mine, was covered with sweethearts and wives. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today. My dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. Go down to the village and tell all your friends, as sure as the bright sun does shine, there's something a-going that happened today. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mine. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today. My dreams have so often come true. Oh, Daddy, please don't go.
The Buzzard Mountain Boys here on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour. Is there a CD in your future?
Well, we have a CD that's already cut and mastered, and we're in the process of getting it printed. So we hope to have it out soon.
Fantastic, fantastic. We've got time for about two more tunes. And so let me go ahead and I told the Buzzard Mountain Boys when they came in that we were going to be mostly about music. And so we're going to go ahead and let them give us another tune, and then we're going to let them take us out of the hour. And Mike and Tim are in here. And Mike, if you want to sing anything, just jump right on in here, all right?
Yeah, well,
I know you're
we'd love to have
you're
you
chomping at the bit here.
I can turn his microphone right around over there to y'all and get on Joe Bob's microphone. That'd be all
right. Remember, he can run.
And Joe and Jim, as a special appreciation for y'all being on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour, right as we leave the studio, Mike is going to lead us on a 25-mile run. So I am so
Isn't
glad y'all are
here. Isn't
okay. that wonderful?
I'm riding with Tim.
I'll be the biscuit guys who we're going with. Cause that's who you can tell that we go with the biscuit guy. We fit more in the biscuit genre.
Yeah, Tim, call your mama. We need to play the biscuits right now.
Give her a call.
And in fact, we got some good news from our doctor last week. We went in, and he told us our anorexia is in remission.
There you go.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that
anymore.
It
was touch and go there for a while. I think we've got to beat. All right, we're going to do now.
A little crawdad song. You got a harmonica over there big enough to play with us, Ralph.
Boy, kid, y'all doing this one in, hey? All right, you got it. You got it.
You get a line, I get a pole. Everybody knows we can sing along,
boy. Yeah, boys can sing along.
Duck said quack, quack, quack.
What did the duck say to the drake, babe? Well, what did the duck say to the drake when ain't no grown ends in this lake?
Honey, oh baby,
that was out, boys. Well, you get a line, I'll get a pole, honey.
You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe.
You get a line, I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the grown end, oh,
honey, oh baby, mine.
Wade, Joe Bob.
What you gonna do when the lake runs dry, babe? Well, what you gonna do when the lake runs dry? I'm gonna sit on the bank once the grown is done.
Honey, oh baby, mine.
That was out now.
Well, you get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole.
Bay. You get a light, I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the Crawdad Hole. Honey, oh baby mine.
Play it, Joe.
Yon cuts man with sack on his back, babe. Yon cuts man with sack on his back. Got more crawl that he can pack. Honey, oh baby mine. Well, you get a light, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a light, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a light, I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole. Honey, oh baby mine. I said, honey, oh baby mine.
Mighty fine, that's mighty fine.
That's some good play in there now.
Yeah. Ooh, thank y'all. That was
Mike,
fantastic.
I didn't know you could flat foot like that. That's a mighty fine job of dancing over there.
Sure is.
The adventure racer two-stepping over here in the corner. That's fantastic. Well, guys, this has been a real blast. And Joe and Jim, thank you for all that you're doing. You're really blessing a lot of people with your music. Not only your music, but just your personalities. You can tell you've never met a stranger. And I'll make sure that I stay away from Buzzard Mountain when I'm good enough.
We have made a few enemies, but we've never met a stranger. You're right. Anybody know, could get a call in to the sheriff up there. We'll be a little late tonight.
That's right. But check out the Buzzard Mountain Boys on the web and pitch in with them. And I think you're going to enjoy their music and their projects that they're involved with. Mike and Tim, good luck to you on all your other adventure races and so forth. And I'm going to go ahead and ask Jim and Joe to go ahead and take us out with an instrumental tune.
We will. This is called Home Sweet Home.
Folks, you've been listening to the Chattahoochee Folk Hour on WBCX 89.1, and this is Ralph Taylor, and it's been such a joy to have this hour with you tonight. I hope that you have a great week and that your circles will remain unbroken. And always remember, every life is a song. Every life is a song we're singing. I hope to see you next week on the Chattahoochee Folk Hour. Thank you.